When humans first landed on the moon 50 years ago, a lot of people believed it was just the start of human travel far out into the solar system. They assumed that by now there would be settlements on the moon and that Mars and other distant worlds would be within reach. So clearly we're not there yet, but once again, there are plans to reach the moon and beyond, as the BBC science editor Tom Fielden reports.
We leave as we came, and God willing, as we shall return.
Gene Cernan, the last man to set foot on the surface of the moon, bids an emotional farewell on the lunar surface as the crew of Apollo 17 prepare to return to Earth. At the time, and even though the Apollo era was at an end, it was widely assumed we would soon be back.
Rather than lead in space, too often we've chosen to drift.
But that was 47 years ago.
When we drift, we fall behind.
50 years, Vice President Mike Pence reminded members of the National Space Council in March, since that first small step.
In the debate that followed, sending Americans to the moon was treated as a triumph to be remembered, but not repeated.
But now, really for the first time since the Apollo era came to an end, there's a comprehensive plan to go back to the moon and beyond.
We will return American astronauts to the moon, not only to leave behind footprints and flags, but to build the foundation we need to send Americans to Mars and beyond.
That plan is Artemis, aptly named after the twin sister of Apollo and goddess of the moon, and it is much more than a footprints and flags dash. NASA's Stuart McClung.
I like to think of it as an enabler, right? We'll get back to the moon. We will set the stage for even further exploration. And so it's not just get out there. It's get out and use and prove and then build off of that.
And building in space is a key element in the Artemis program. Jennifer Lopez is a former technology lead on the International Space Station and founder of NASA's Datanaut Corp.
The first 3D printer was launched to the space station about 4 or 5 years ago. So starting with that as the baseline and now looking at using a regolith, which is the material on the surface of the moon, and integrating that into these new structures. The long-term goals are to essentially build full habitats or large structures in space.
So if I'm now in control of the robot...
Aiding and abetting humanity as we build our way out into the solar system will be a fleet of robotic and semi-autonomous landers, rovers and scientific instruments and devices.
So it would do exactly the same thing.
At the European Space Agency's Human Robotic Interaction Laboratory near Amsterdam, Thomas Kruger's designing a wearable exoskeleton that could one day control a robotic explorer on the surface of a distant world.
In our scenario, the astronauts orbit the planet, we send the robots down, and the robot would mimic my movement.
You see, so you swing your arm forwards and backwards, you lift up and down, you reach out to pick something up.
Indeed.
And on the planet below, the robot is going to do the same thing.
Yes, it does the same thing.
And because this is no longer a bipolar geopolitical race, he says James Carpenter believes it will be a global effort for all mankind.
There are countries investing, agencies investing, the private sector investing, new rationales emerging. And so right now is really a critical point. It's the point where we as a species become a spacefaring species. It is starting and it's happening now.
James Carpenter there of the European Space Agency, speaking with the BBC's Tom Fielden.